Bezras Hashem Yisparech, today's daf is Memhei in Meseches Erevin. It is the 263rd daf in Shas. Yesterday we sold ourselves one short. We said it was this 261st. It was really the 262nd, and today's the 263rd. Bezras Hashem, in our daf, we will continue to discuss the halachos of someone who goes out of a tchum for a reason that was sanctioned by the Torah to save someone's life, etc. We will apply that as well to the halachos of soldiers that go out to war. In the halacha from the daily daf, we will apply that to Hatzalah members that go out to do the mitzvah of saving someone's life, and in the process having to be Mechal Shabbos. We will have a Mishnah that will discuss someone who was next to a city but didn't intend to go inside of it in terms of the halachos of Tchum. Someone who falls asleep on Erev Shabbos going into Shabbos, and his halachos of Tchum that will continue on to Amud Beis. And finally, we'll discuss the status of the Tchum of water that's sitting in a pit. Let's, Be'ezer Hashem, pick up where we had left off on the top of Mem Hei Amud Aleph. V'chol ha'yotzin l'hatzil chozer l'mekomo. We learned in the Mishnah on Mem Dalet Amud Beis that those people who are going out to save people, so then in such a case, they are allowed to return to their original tchum. Asks the Gemara, v'afilu tuva? The simple reading over here of the Seifa is that you're allowed to return in all instances. Va'amrit Reisha. But didn't we learn in the Reisha, Alpayim Amma Vesulo, that the only thing that the person gets is 2,000 Amos? And in yesterday's daf, we learned that if the Tchum is swallowed in another Tchum, then in such a case he'll get 4,000 Amos, as Rashi makes reference to. So how could we say just Kol HaYotzin Lahatzil chozrim komo? Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, shechozrim b'kli zayin l'mikoman. We're not talking about the halacha tchum, but rather we're talking about a soldier returning with his weaponry. The Gemara later on will explain why, after the war, a soldier could go out with his weaponry. We understand why before the war, to save people's lives. But afterwards, maybe he would have to stay with his weaponry or not carry it, leave it there. And when we say in our Mishnah, Kol HaYotzin L'Hatzil Chozer L'Mekomo, it's talking about with their weaponry. Ask the Gemara, Umay Kusha, and what is your whole question about the contradiction between the Reisha and the Seifa, that the Reisha seemed to say you only have 4,000 Amos, if we were talking about Tchum. Dilma Lahatzil Shani, the Reisha is talking about a midwife that's going to help someone give birth. The Seifa is talking about someone who's saving someone's life. And if you went to save someone's life, then you're allowed to turn entirely. Not just in the case of where the Tchum is swallowed inside of the Tchum. El Ikasha Hakasha. Gubari says, but nevertheless, there's another difficulty. This now we learned in Maseches Rosh Hashanah. Barishona lo yizaz misham kol hayayim. Originally, when the Edom would go out of the Tchum to testify in Kiddush HaChodesh, so they weren't able to move because they had gone out of the Tchum. Hiska Rav Gamliel HaZaken. Rav Gamliel HaZaken institute shesh l'alpayim amos l'chol ruach, that they're able to go 2,000 amos in every direction. And he didn't say this only in regards to those who testified or that came to testify on Kiddush HaChodesh. O midwife, and someone who comes to save people from enemies and from rivers and falling buildings and fires, they're considered as if they're part of the city. V'sulot. Sounds like they get 2,000 amos, and that's it. Va'amrit. But our Mishnah said, Kol Yitzchak Hatzel Chozon Mekomo Afilu Tuva? Question mark. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. That's in that context. We needed the following teretz. Shechozrin Bikli Zayin L'Mekomon. That they're allowed to return with their weapons to where they came from. Kiddush Sanya, as we learned in a Braisa. Barishona yiminichin kleizenam bibayis hasamach lechoma. Originally, to deal with the issue of carrying on Shabbos, they would leave their weapons at the edge of the city, by the wall, and they didn't bring it all the way into their houses. Pamachas ikiruben, even their enemies recognized this. Verotu acharem, v'nichnesu litol kleizayne, v'nichnesu oivim acharem, dochgu zezeh, v'horgu zezeh, yoser mimah shahargu oivim. What happened was that their enemies became aware of this, and they followed them into where the ammunition was stashed, and there was a terrible stampede, and there were more Jews that were killed in the stampede than killed by their enemies themselves. At that moment, they instituted Shiyu Chosrin L'Mekoma B'Klizaynon, that because it was dangerous, they must return with their weapons, even though they're going to come to carry their ammunition more than four amos in the Rishus HaRabim, Rabbeinu Yonasan explains, and the Chiddush of the Mishnah is on that accord, and not in regards to going outside of the Tchum. As you can imagine, this Gemara is very important for Poskim in regards to someone who's going out to do a holy job on Shabbos, that there are times that we will allow them certain dispositions because of certain concerns. And in the halacha from the Daily Daf, we will apply it practically from our sugya to the famous discussion in the Poskim to individuals who are amazing in what they do, the Hatzalah volunteers, and how the Poskim address the concerns for them, particularly returning back from a call on Shabbos. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amar Loi Kasha. Nachman Bar Yitzchak says it's not a kasha. Kan shenitzchu Yisrael es umos ha'olam. Kan shenitzchu umos ha'olam es atzman. When Klal Yisrael were saved by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they were victorious over their enemies, so there's no concern to say stay out in the field. However, if God forbid they were not, so then in such a case we say that they can go back outside of their tchum, and they have more than 2,000 amos. So that's the answer to the contradiction, according to Rav Nachman Yitzchak. Nothing to do with the carrying of the ammunition, but it depends on whether they were successful or not, whether they have their halachos of tchum. Gemara continues, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Nachrum Shetzaru Ala Yoros Yisrael. If you have Gentiles that create a siege, on Jewish cities, ein yotzin aleim b'kli zayin, you can't go out to fight them with weapons, ve'ein mechalin aleim es ha-Shabbos, and you can't be mechal Shabbos. Tanya nami, hachi, we learned in a brice like this as well. Nochem shetzaru, ba'medvar mamurim, kishibol iskei mamon. It's not talking about where they laid siege if people's lives were in danger, but they were coming to get money. Aval bo al iskei nefashos, yotzin aleim b'kli zayin, mechalin es ha-Shabbos. You would be allowed to fight them, of course, because of pikuach nefesh. The Gemara, though, adds that there's one exception. Ubi'ir hasmucha l'sapar. If you have a city that is next to the border, so then in such a case, afilo ba'al iske nefashal iske tem v'kash yotzen le mikli zaynin u'mechalin es ha-Shabbos. Those of our cities, I was just with our special yeshiva in Sderot. Those cities that are on the border, those cities are extremely, extremely important, and they require a tremendous chizuk, says our Gemara. And the reason is because if, God forbid, our enemies are able to come there, then they're able to launch attacks on us from those cities that serve as our buffer. So Sderot protects all of Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, even if the goyim would come, not for lahatzala etzanefashos would it be permissible, even if it was al iskei tem v'kash, once they take chas v'chalila control of that city, so then everyone is in danger. Amar Rav Yosef bar Ben Yumi, Amar Rav Nachan, u'bavel ki'ir hasmucha l'safar dami. Bavel is considered like a city that's on the border. V'terguma narda, and it was explained that Rav Nachman was talking about in Narda. Darish Rabbi Distoy, Dimin Biri. Rabbi Distoy from Biri explained, Ma'i Dichsiv, was a pasuk in Shmuel, mean, Vayigidu L'David Lemar, Hine Plishin Nilchamim B'Ki'ila, V'Heim HaShosim Es HaGranos, Tana Ki'ila, Iras Muchalis HaPar Haysa. It was talking about a city that was on the border. V'Heim Lobo El Aliske Tavim V'Kash. They were only coming for food, Dichsiv V'Heim HaShosim Es HaGranos, because they were looting the silos. Uksiv Vayishal David Hashem Lemar, Heilech V'Kisi V'Plishin Ma'ele. And David consulted the Rintum Shrigo, Vayemer Shem al David Lechvi Kesa Biplishtim, Vayshata es Ki'ila. And he was commanded to go to save that city. The Gemara analyzed, Maikami Boile, what was his Shaila to the Urmutum Ilam, Yishari Asur, if he was asking whether it's permissible or not to go and fight Terei Beis Din Shoshman and Masi Kiyam. He was, already had a resource that he didn't need to go to the Urmutum. He could have asked the Bezin of Shmuel, Eli imatzliach ilo matzliach. But rather, he was asking whether he'd be successful. Dekanami dichsiv lechvi kesev eplishim vayshato es ki'ila. The response was that he would be successful. Shema mina, the Gemara is bringing out these psukim to bring out that it's critical to protect our border cities. Zok de'eligim mishnah. 10 lines from the bottom on memheim and alf. Mishi yosha baderech v'amad v'ra'ah. Someone's on the way, explains Rashi, and he sits down to rest on Erev Shabbos, and the sun sets, and then he sees that he's right next to the city, and within its tchum, Hareyu Samach Li'ir. Then he's considered as someone who is next to the city, but he's not considered a Ben Ha'ir. Lo Yikanes, he can't go in. Since it wasn't his intention to go into the city, he can't be considered a Ben Ha'ir. Now, if he's within 2,000 amos, he's allowed to walk 2,000 amos, and that might take him into part of the city. But he can't then walk the rest of the city. Divrei Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Yikanes. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, says he could go in, even if he wasn't Mechavein. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, I saw even Nichnas Rabbi Tarfin, Lo Meskavein. Rabbi Tarfin had gone in, even though he wasn't Mechavein Likonis. Gemara continues, Tanya Rabbi Yehuda, Maisim Rabbi Tarfin, Shoyim Halach Bederek Chashchaloi. The sun set on him, Vilon Chutz Le'ir, L'Shach, Vilchon Chutz Le'ir. And he spent the night outside the city, L'Shachris, Matzo'u Ro'e Bokar. In the morning, they found Rabbi Tarfin, Amr Lo'i Rebbe. They said to him, Rebbe, you didn't realize, Harei Ha'ir L'Fanecha. The city is in front of you. He kanes, come inside. Nichas V'yashu Beis Medrash V'darish Kol Yom Kulay. He then went into Beis Medrash, and he was teaching the whole day. Amulai Misham Raya, could you bring a Raya from there that he went into Beis Medrash? Shema Beliba Isa, maybe Rabbi Tarfin did know about it. He didn't tell you that he knew that he was next to the city, but maybe you already had Kavana on Friday night. O Beis Medrash Muvla B'Soch Tchuma Hayu, or the Beis Medrash was within the 2,000 Amos, and Rabbi Yehuda Zraya, the Chachamim, didn't accept. Some say Rabbi Akiva did not accept that raya. The Mishnah continues. 5 lines to the bottom. Memeam and Alf Mishi Yasha Maderech. Someone fell asleep. And he didn't notice that it was nightfall. In other words, when it came nightfall, he did not have in mind to be Konish Shvisa because he was sleeping. We've discussed this Gemara earlier. Now it's not a Gemara, it's a Mishnah. We discussed it on Lamech Chesam Ebeis. V'lo yodo shechashech yesh l'payim am l'chol ruach. He's out loud to go 2,000 Amos because he's called his makom even when he's sleeping. Divrei Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. This is the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. V'chachamim oimrim, the chachamim disagree and they say he's stuck. V'chachamim oimrim ein lo yel arba Amos. He only has 4 Amos. Rabbi Eliezer omar. Then when it comes to calculating the Dalet Amos, we look at him being in the center and having a distance of Dalet Amos in all directions. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Le'ezer Ruach Shiyirtze. Rabbi Yehuda says he could go in any direction 4 Amos. In other words, Rabbi Eliezer is a Machmir, Rabbi Yehuda is a Mekel. Rabbi Yehuda says wherever you are, you could choose to go 4 Amos. According to Rabbi Eliezer, you're in the middle of your 4 Amos, and therefore you can only go two amas. Umodu Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda would be moda to Rabbi Eliezer shimbirer lo, that if he chose his direction, shein yochel achzer bo, that he can't go back. In other words, once he chooses his direction, or if he chooses that he's going to be in the middle, so then in such a case, he doesn't have four amas either way. In other words, if he had intention already to go in one direction, then he can't go in another. The Mishnah continues, Hayishnayim miktas amosav shelzeh, besoch amosav shelzeh. What if my tchum ended on the border of your tchum, or even in your tchum? Mevin va'ochlin be'emtza, where it's allowed to bring food and eat next to each other and share with each other. U'bilvad shelo yotzi zeh mitoch shelo, besoch shel chavero. With one condition, that I can't take the food from your tchum and bring it into my tchum, or take the food in my tchum and put it in your tchum, only the area that actually overlaps. But if there are three people, and they have three different tchumim, and the third, who another is in the middle, Muvla Beinam, his tchum overlaps with both of them. So you have Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven's tchum doesn't touch Levi's. Levi's tchum doesn't touch Reuven's, but Shimon's is absorbed into both of them. Hu Matari Ma'at, Shimon is allowed to enjoy the food of both of them. Vehein Mutarin Imo, and they're allowed to enjoy Shimon's food. But Reuven and Levi would be Asur, continues the Mishnah. Shnei machitzonim asurim zezeh. Reuven and Levi on the outside are Asur. I'm Rabbi Shimon, l'ma'ad avadoma, what's this like? L'sholosh chatzeres ha-psuchos u'lezu. If you have three courtyards that are open to each other, u'psuchos l'rishus harabim. And if you take a look at your diagrams in the Hod V'Hodor, it's Reish Nun Vav. You have three courtyards that are each open to each other. Of course, the middle one is open to both of them, and the ones on the extremes are not open to each other, and they're also open to Rishus HaRabim, and they made an Eruv, Irvu Shtayim Imam Tzais. If they made an Eruv, so then those who are on the outsides could carry into the middle Chatzer, Hi Mitaris Imohen, Vehe Mutaris Imah, Ushtayim Achitzonos Asurim Zuim Zu, but the two outside ones can't carry one from the next. The Gemara now begins to analyze our Reisha. We had learned in the Reisha that if you have someone who fell asleep, he's also Kona Shvisa. Boy, Rav Maika, Sav Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. What's the rationale for Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri that you are Kona Shvisa? We learned in the Mishnah, Chachamim disagree. Mizvar Kasavar, does he hold that the rationale is as follows? Kasavar Heftze Hefger Konin Shvisa. The halacha is that even things that are ownerless are kona shvisa. So, if something ownerless is kona shvisa, then there's no das that's necessary to be kona shvisa. And for that reason, therefore, if you don't have das, you will be kona shvisa as well. Someone who's sleeping here is akin to someone, to an object that is hefker. And if that was Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri Shita, really he could have expressed his opinion and disagreed with the Chachamim in regards to utensils. And the reason he chose the case of a personal diacha kochan de Rabbanan was because the Mishnah wanted to bring out the power of the Rabbanan, that the Rabbanan hold not only a cheftze hefker, not kona shvisa, but even a person. Dafagav the ikal lemeimer hol v'neir. Kana, since if he's awake, he'd be kona. Yashanami kona. When he's asleep, he should also be kona his tchum. Kamash malon delo. The chiddush is no, and he's like objects of hefker that are not kona. Odilma, or maybe there's a different svar behind Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. Because Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri ma'al mechefze hefker ain't kona shvisa. Really, chefze hefker don't. They're not kona shvisa. But the only reason Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri holds the fellow who's sleeping is kona is makom is because he has the potential when he's up, and therefore that's going to be enough even when he's sleeping. In Lomdus, one needs to discuss what is the power of this howl, just because since he would be up, he'd be able to kona, sleeping is also kona, but we will leave this in learning the Daf Yomi. Amar of Yosef, Tashma coming here, I'll bring you a proof. Kishamim sheyardu me'erv yomtif. If there's rain that came down erv yomtif, yeshon alpayim amalachol ruach. Then the water is kona shvisa, and it could be taken 2,000 amos in any direction. But yomtif, but if it fell in yomtif, harein karagle kol adam. Then in such a case, it doesn't have its own shvisa, but rather it follows the shvis, the status, the community of the individual. In other words, wherever the individual's shvisa is, that's where the shvisa of the water would be as well. Analyzes the Gemara. If we're going to say that Chefze Hefker are Kona Shvisa, that there is an opinion out there that holds that way, so then, Hamani Rabbi Yochanan, then Rabbi Yosef, in the case of where it's before Yom Tov that it rained, he would be following Rabbi Yochanan Ben Uri, who says that's Kona Shvisa. Eli Yam and Chefze Hefker ain't Kona Shvisa. Everybody agrees that Chefze Hefker, both Rabbi Yochanan Ben Uri and the Chachamim hold Chefze Hefker are not Kona Shvisa. Hamani lo Rabbi Yochanan velo Rabbanan. It wouldn't work. Neither according to Rabbi Yochanan, nor according to the Rabbanan. The Gemara describes that the Amoraim struggled with this issue. Yosef Abaye v'kamel ala shmeitz. Abaye was saying over the sugya. Amalei Rav Safra l'Abaye. Rav Safra suggested the following solution. V'dilma b'kshamim asmuchin le'ir askin. Maybe we're talking about a case where, even if we're going to say Chefzei Hefker, are not Kona Shvisa, a case where the rainwater came close to a city, and the people in the city had in mind to fill up their pails, with water. And that's how the water was kona shvisa. He said, no, you can't say this. This nan, we learned in a Mishnah that not always where you have people having in mind to fill up with the water is the water kona shvisa, even in other instances. We learn in Beis Adaf Lamites Barshal Yachid, Kiragle Yachid, if you have a well that belongs to one person, then it has the tchum of that individual. Vishelo Seir, and if it belongs to a city, Kiragle Seir, it could go in any direction of the people in the city. Vishel Ole Bavel, when it came to those who are Ole Regel, who are coming up from Bavel, Kiragle Hamimale, like we saw in the Sugios of Pasid Beros, in the second parak, it's water that's open to everybody and whoever fills it up. That's the shvisa of the water, Vitanya, and we learn Barshel Shvatim Yeshlen Alpayim Amalechol Ruach, that when it comes to the bar of the Shvatim, it has 2,000 amos in every direction. Now here we see from the case of Ole Bavel, in a moment we'll get to a contradiction, but let's talk about the Ole Bavel. We see from the Ole Bavel case that the water is not Kona Shvisa, that the water that gathered there, even from Erev Shabbos or Erev Yom Tov, is waiting for the person that's going to fill their buckets up with it, and then it will assume their tchum. Now the Gemara asks, what's the difference between the Ole Bavel and the Bar Shel Shvatim? Kashina Adadi, we have a stira between the two. The Bar Shel Shvatim, we said what the halacha is, that it gets its tchum where it was in Erev Shabbos. The Ole Bavel is dependent on who fills it up. Elalav Shmamina HaRab Yochan HaRabbanan. It must be that this reflects a machlokis Rabbi Yochan Ben Uri and the Rabbanan. That according to the Rabbanan, who say Chefze Hefker are not Kona Shvisa, so they're the ones who are teaching about the Ragle Hamimale. However, according to Rabbi Yochan Ben Uri, who says that Chefze Hefker are Kona Shvisa, and this is what we have to assume to be able to reconcile the stira, the Rabbi Yochanan Ben Uri holds Chefze Hefker are Kona Shvisa, so then that is the explanation to the Bar Shel Shvatim. Kiyosel Kamei de Rav Yosef, when this was reported to Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef concurred with the above, and he just added that you could prove it from the words of the Braisa itself. Amalei Hachi Kamar Rav Safra, this is what Rav Safra had said. V'hachi Ahadrei, this was the give and take as we mentioned above. Isa Kedaita, so he asked him the following. Amalei, Rav Yosef said to him, he said to Abaye, V'amaylo temile migufa, you should have proved it to him from the Mishnah itself. We said before Brisa, we meant a Mishnah. Why don't you prove it from the Mishnah itself? If you're going to say that we were talking about simply water next to the city, when you say that it has 2,000 amos in every direction, that's not the appropriate expression. It shouldn't say 2,000 amos, it should say like the city, because it's next to the city. It must be that it was outside of the city, and we're talking about Mayim of Hefker, and the explanation is, as Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri holds, that Cheftze Hefker are Kona Shvisa, and that is Gufa, the machlokis between Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri and the Chacham. This Bezer Hashem concludes the daf of Mem Heyam Beis. Tomorrow we'll pick up a few lines from the bottom of Mem Heyam Beis. It concludes that, the entire daf Mem Hey. Bezer Hashem, we will actually go back to Mem Heyam and Aleph for the halacha from the daily daf for some important shuvas from our great poskim that relate to individuals who go out to save lives on Shabbos and their status of returning home, even in a car, on Shabbos. This Bezer Hashem concludes the daf of Daf Memheh.